October 7, 1899. Jesus indignant with the people. The state of victim holds back the chastisements. This morning, blessed Jesus was not coming, and I had to have much patience in waiting for him. In my interior, I kept saying, "My dear Jesus, come, don't make me wait so much. I haven't seen you since last night, and now, it is getting late and you are still not coming? See how much patience I have had in waiting for you. Oh, please. Do not let it be that I reach the point of losing patience because of your long delay in coming, because then you would be the cause of it, with your delays. Therefore come, for I can take no more." Now, while I was saying this and other nonsense, my only good came, but to my highest sorrow, I saw him almost indignant with the people. Immediately I said to him, "My good Jesus, I pray you to make peace with the world." And he, "Daughter, I cannot. I am like a king who wants to enter into a house, but that house is full of filthy things, of rotten, of many other dirty things. The king, as king, has the power to enter, there is no one who could prevent him, and he could even clean the house with his own hands, but he does not want to do it, because it is not decent for his royal person to descend to such baseness. And until that house is cleaned by someone else, in spite of the fact that he has the power, the will and a great desire to do it, to the point of suffering for it, he will never deign to place one foot into it. So I am. I am a king who can and wants, but I want their will, I want them to remove the rot of sins before I enter and make peace with them. No, it is not decent for my royalty to enter and make peace with them. On the contrary, I will do nothing but send chastisements. The fire of tribulation will inundate them everywhere, to the point of knocking them down, so that they may remember that a God exists, the only one who can help them and free them." And I, interrupting him, said to him, "Lord, if you want to lay hands to chastisements, I want to come, I no longer want to be on this earth. How will my heart be able to resist in seeing your creatures suffer?" And Jesus, assuming a benign appearance, told me, "If you come, where shall I dwell on this earth? For now let us think about being together down here, for we will have much time to be in heaven, the whole of eternity. And then, too soon have you forgotten your office of acting as my mother on earth. So, while I chastise the people, I will come to take refuge and to dwell with you." And I, "Ah, Lord, what is the purpose of my state of victim for so many years? What good has come to the peoples, while you said that you wanted me victim so as to spare people? And now you show how these chastisements, instead of happening many years ago, are happening later, nothing more and nothing less than this." And he, "My daughter, don't say this. I have been forbearing for love of you, and the good that came from this has been that while terrible chastisements were to rage for a very long time, they will be shorter. Is this not a good, that instead of being under the weight of a chastisement for many years, one remains under it only for a few? Moreover, during the course of these past years, with wars and sudden deaths, they should not have had the time to convert, but they did and were saved. Is this not a great good? My beloved, for now it is not necessary to make you understand the purpose of your state for yourself and for the peoples, but I will show it to you when you come to heaven, and on the day of judgment I will show it to all nations. Therefore, do not speak like this anymore."